go back to the beginning. Where were you when you started? Because that seems to bring us the best clients. And when we go back for us, you know, we could start in the very, very beginning, but also for us, it was like that pivotal point of like 2017 when we really dove into the world of creative financing and we paint that picture of what life was like.
Welcome to the Coaching Inc. podcast, the only podcast dedicated to helping coaches and consultants start and scale their coaching business. This is the No Fluff Zone. If you're ready to grow your client list, work from anywhere, and reach true financial freedom, stand by because the show begins right now.
Bam!
Here's your host, Tom Kroll.
Hey guys, welcome to Coaching Inc. We have a really awesome episode for you today. I've got my two most favorite clients on the horn here and on this episode. They are going to unpack some of the things that they're doing and some of the things they're not doing to be growing such a successful coaching business in such a short amount of time. So I couldn't be more excited to have these two wonderful people on our show. We're going to deep dive this. And we are going to provide you a ton of information that you can do as well in your coaching business so that you can have some of the success that these go-givers are having as well. Before we do that, you guys know I am a huge reader. I love reading. It is my favorite thing in the world. And I'm going through a book right now called Be Useful, which I love because one thing I always share with my clients is never lose your usefulness to other people. It's a really great book. It's by Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is just a hugely, wildly successful individual. I don't even have to give him an introduction. I know you guys know who Arnold Schwarzenegger is. And one of the highlights in the book that I'm reading is on page 15. Now, it may not be on page 15 for you because for some reason, I got a large print copy of this book from Amazon, which is ridiculously humongous writing. So it's probably on page 60 for you guys. But I'll just share with you this one highlight that I made last night, which I thought was phenomenal and something I do all the time. So I was so glad to see that Arnold does it too. Felt like maybe we have some kind of kinship there. Here goes, guys. What Arnold says is, many of history's greatest thinkers, leaders, scientists, artists, and entrepreneurs found some of their greatest inspiration going for walks. Bam! I love that. Beethoven used to take walks carrying blank pages of sheet music and a pencil. The romantic poet William Wordsworth used to write as he took walks around the lake where he lived. Ancient Greek philosophers like Aristotle would lecture their students while taking long walks with them, often working out their ideas at the same time. 2,000 years later, the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche would say, "It is only ideas gained from walking that have any worth." Einstein refined many of his theories about the universe while walking around Princeton campus. And the writer Henry David Thoreau would say, the moment my legs begin to move, my thoughts begin to flow. So he goes on from there, guys, but I just wanted to share that insight with you from Arnold Schwarzenegger. Awesome guy, movie star, governor, really a phenomenal human being. Something that I do all the time and I really believe in. So go for a walk, move your body and get some great ideas and be creative. Without further ado, let's talk to Jen and Joe DelFalva. They are a phenomenal coaching power couple who are out there crushing it, doing amazing things, helping a ton of people, making a lot of money, and they are just two awesome human beings. I always enjoy spending time with them. Joe and Jen, are you guys there? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we are. Thanks so much for having us.
Of course. It's so awesome to have you guys on the show. I can't believe we waited this long. So it's good to have you guys here. So before we get started, can you just quickly give us a little snapshot of who you are and what you guys coach?
Yeah. My name is Joe DelFalva with my wife, Jen, and we teach people how to buy real estate, and we teach them how to do it without using banks, without using their credit, and with really not a lot of money needed. That's our favorite recipe for success.
Awesome. I love it. Very, very cool. And how is the business going? And I know you guys are having a lot of success. So tell us a little bit about the coaching business.
So I guess the definition of success for our coaching business is having our clients be successful. And that's where I think we really pride ourselves in, is giving that really hand-holding through the process of what's that like. Some of our folks are looking for their first deal and they're getting it. Some are already seasoned investors, but maybe they're new to what they call creative finance, which is a big umbrella of how to do this. And we're helping them get their next deal. And I think that's really been the key, is to handhold, walk them through the process. And what we've learned from you, many others, but having 100% client success and how important that is.
Absolutely. Yeah, guys, I mean, that is the key here. And this is going to be a repeating theme on Coaching Inc. is that if you want to have a successful business, a successful coaching business, there are two key things that solve almost every problem, and that's revenue and happy clients. That is absolutely the key. So very cool. Now, for people who are just getting started and they're struggling in their coaching business, I know you guys have had a lot of success like right out of the gate. What are you doing? What are you not doing? What would you advise other people to do? I know you guys literally have like a waiting list of people to get into your program, which is very rare in our industry. So what are some of the tips, pointers, guidelines, or guardrails that you would suggest for other coaches out there?
Well, I think first you have to be successful at doing the business, which is one key factor, sharing that. And then the next part about it is getting, once again, your clients to be successful and getting them to talk about it. And that's why we've really never spent a dollar on marketing to generate folks who want to get into our coaching program, because we're just sharing client success.
That is phenomenal. So let's talk about that. It sounds like you're doing free marketing, which I love. What are you doing? How are you attracting all of these people? And what are you doing to capture the reviews or testimonials from those happy clients? So if somebody's like, hey, I want to do that too, I would love not to have to work on funnels, tunnels, seminars, webinars, and paid ads. What are you guys doing? And yeah, how do you capture some of that good news too?
Yeah, so the first part is really just getting yourself out there. And that's going to be done a couple different ways. Obviously, we have the internet, which is fantastic. So you definitely want to have an online presence with your, you know, chosen social media. Joe loves Facebook, so he'll go live there. He tries to go live every day, you know, or at least a couple times a week. I like to go live on Instagram. So I'm just going live, sharing, you know, ins and outs of the business, how our clients are being successful, and, you know, little tips and tricks about being an entrepreneur, even, you know, anything that you can share with other people, like they're listening. So give them something to listen to. We also have a podcast. So we go live every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Eastern. So we're this consistent, showing up every week. People know that they can tune in and find us there. And then also we went local. So we have a meetup every month here in the Bradenton, Florida area, where people can come and connect. We keep it really casual. There's food, drink, but it's just catching up with other investors, telling people about what we do. We have a lot of people that are doing deals together that they're meeting, and then also getting to meet us face to face. When you give people the opportunity, they'll even drive like hours on end to come and meet you, which is a little crazy, but awesome at the same time.
Very, very cool. And are you finding more leads are coming in from Facebook or Instagram? Because I've seen this trend lately where it tends to be Instagram over Facebook.
I think right now Facebook is winning, but I would say in the past it's been Instagram, but we've really been hitting Facebook a little bit harder. I don't know, that Instagram algorithm can be a pain sometimes.
Really? Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I've just started to hear this where some clients are kind of leaning more on Instagram, and I don't want to misspeak here, but there's something called Instagram shoutouts where they've hired some agencies to do that. Mm-hmm. And those seem to be working out pretty well. So it's kind of been picking. I'm starting to hear a little bit more about that. So well, first of all, what are you doing to share like the good news of your clients? What does that look like? And also, how difficult is it to have a podcast? Because I love having a podcast. I suggest everyone has a podcast, but what has been your experience so far with podcasting?
So Joe started the podcast in the middle of our crazy move from New York to Florida. And I kind of wanted to like strangle him, to be honest. I was like, we can't do one more thing, but it was the best thing we could have done. We honestly took the easy route. He just started going live on a Zoom call, and we just uploaded it to YouTube. It is not fancy. It is not edited. It is none of the bells and whistles. And honestly, right, that's how we did it. And so we're big proponents of messy, massive action. And, you know, I think it's consistency that wins over time here.
Yeah. And I think that was the key, is just sharing what we were doing. We were inviting people to it. We also started a Facebook group too, which was really great, because everybody, by going into different Facebook groups where it was around the same, you know, business model, and we were being a generous expert. By being a generous expert, people are like, well, how do I learn more? Well, come friends request me, and then join my Facebook group where we really dive deep into this. And then inside of that Facebook group, we were doing once a week a live Zoom event to where now everybody's signing up and they want to come. And, you know, we could get 30, 40, 60, 70 people live on a Tuesday afternoon to come to the Zoom event to listen in to our podcast. And then we would broadcast it on all the different media platforms.
That is,
yeah, we first started, it was just Joe going live, talking about current deals and, you know, things our clients were up to. We used to do one-on-one. We've shifted our model now to the small group coaching, but that was really, I think, a game changer, is like not having to worry like, oh, you know, who do I have to get all these special guests? Like, you don't. You can just be yourselves. People want to hear what you're doing.
That is phenomenal. So any specific tips or tricks on that? Like, it sounds like you're going live. Is there a time frame, or how are you guys deciding what to talk about? Are you running out of things to talk about? Are you interviewing people? Do you have your students on? Is it just you guys talking? Like, if someone wants to do this right now, and it sounds like you're on video, and then that's becoming a YouTube channel. So if anybody, first of all, wants to see it, where can they go to see it and subscribe to it and like it and all that good stuff? But any tips or tricks that are like specific to anyone who would also want to do that?
Yeah. Well, you can find us at creativefinanceplaybook.com. And from there, you'll find all of our socials. Same thing on YouTube, Creative Finance Playbook. And yeah, you're right. It did create a YouTube channel. We have almost 3,000 subscribers, and it's not like we make YouTube specific content. We're just uploading, you know, the exact thing we're sharing everywhere else.
Okay. Like, how long are those videos going, or like, what does that look like?
Well, if you've met my husband, he's a talker. So they're typically an hour or longer, but honestly, they're live Q&A. When you give people the ability to ask you questions live, that's your content. And, you know, we put in the Facebook group, you know, drop your questions here. And every week, consistently, there's probably 5 to 10 questions that get asked. And instead of answering them directly in the comments, we just have our virtual assistant pop in there. Hey, Jen and Joe go live Tuesdays at 2 p.m. So we'll go live and answer those questions.
That is brilliant. I love that. So let me just, I'm going to repeat this back to you like I'm an eighth grader, right? So what you do is you have a Facebook group where you make an announcement that you're going to go live, and then you ask for questions, and then you invite people to go live. Is it on YouTube that you're recording? No, it's on Zoom that you're recording it.
Yeah, we did Zoom. We've actually just upgraded. Again, we're much like you, bootstrap until you can do it. Now we're using StreamYard, yes, which has really been a game changer because it streams to all your social media platforms at once. So I feel like our view count live has gone up tremendously. Like, we're getting people that may not have known we were going live now because it's just popping up in their feed.
Awesome. Okay, so you use StreamYard, and then it's a Q&A session with the people who come on. You fully answer their questions like the generous expert, which I literally just finished today. Actually, I've got one more page, so that'll be a book coming out soon. So I love that you brought that up, but be the generous expert, and then you push that off to YouTube where it becomes part of your channel.
Yeah, and all the other podcast platforms too, Spotify, all of those, yeah, it gets uploaded there too.
Okay, so it's an audio-only podcast, and it's put on YouTube.
No, it's a visual podcast that we do because it's on, you know, Zoom, and it goes to all of our social media.
But the audio is uploaded to Apple and Spotify, yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. So here's what I'm going to say if you're listening to this podcast, guys. When you have a successful couple who are out there crushing it and literally creating a waiting list of people, and, you know, I will say I work with Joe and Jen, and this is not this is not just like some, you know, oh, we have a waiting list. They have like legitimately a waiting list on getting into their program. That is not an exaggeration at all. So when you have something and they're giving you the exact key ingredients on what to do, this is the time to shut the podcast down, go get StreamYard, and progress, not perfection, massive imperfect action. Or Jen, what did you say? You called it messy.
Massive messy action.
Massive messy action. I like that even better. So go and take massive messy action and go get StreamYard, go into your Facebook group and tell them you're going to go live, and then go live and do a Q&A session, and then publish that to StreamYard, Apple, and YouTube. Even if you don't know what you're doing, go on Fiverr or Upwork.com and get somebody to help you upload it if you don't know how to do that yourself. But guys, this is when you should actually shut down and take some action instead of just learning and sitting in Panera Bread or Starbucks or maybe the gym. I can't relate to you if you're in the gym, but wherever you are, driving your car, this is the time to go take massive imperfect action and do exactly that. So guys, that's phenomenal. I appreciate you sharing that with our audience here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, it's not hard. It's just, you know, consistently scheduling it like anything else that you should be doing in your business. And I know, you know, people get nervous going live, but you just, once you start doing it enough, you get over that fear. And, you know, it's just like anything else in our business, you just got to do it a couple times to like get the hang of it, and then you'll be fine.
Awesome. Any other tips, tricks, hacks, strategies for new coaches, seasoned coaches? You guys are doing things very uniquely. You're making a lot of money. You're helping a lot of people. You're not spending any money on ads, and you have a waiting list. So this is a very rare that we ever have an interview that goes this way. So any other tips or tricks that you would share with the people who are listening in?
Yeah, I would say go back to the beginning. Where were you when you started? Because that seems to bring us the best clients. And when we go back, for us, you know, we could start in the very, very beginning, but also for us, it was like that pivotal point of like 2017 when we really dove into the world of creative financing. And we paint that picture of what life was like. Because honestly, you know, now that we have the team and we do all the things, like that's cool, but it's not relatable. So you want to go back, think back to where you were, and really share that story from the heart. Because nobody likes, you know, a guru who's a know-it-all and all of that. They really want to relate to you on a level of like, man, like, where are your current clients at? And take them through that journey.
I think that's phenomenal. That is, I couldn't agree more. So yes, be authentic and talk about your real results. Have personal experience and go back to what it was when you were just starting off. Don't try to impress anybody with big vocabulary words or big expenses. I totally agree. I think that's brilliant. So yeah, Joe, anything from you on that?
And I think it's also too, it's just really breaking it down really, really simple. That eighth grade level, don't get too into yourself. It's all about them and serving them and sharing the message. Some of our very best podcast episodes were just me making live seller calls and people are listening and they're getting to see what it's like, right? And we're sharing the story of where Jen and I were jobs. You know, 4 years ago, I was working at a car dealership. And Jen used to be a teacher. And once we learned how to do creative finance and buy real estate without banks and without all of this, and then what it's done for us, you know, we could paint that picture of what that's like. And I think a lot of people relate to, you know, do you have a family? Do you have kids? Do you have jobs? But then also, how do I do this too? And just being regular people doing deals, I think that's been really the key. Just being genuinely yourself. Don't try to be anything you're not. Mm-hmm.
That's so true. Most people who have imposter syndrome, right? Everybody says, oh, you know, you just got to push it down and go and do it anyway. It's like, no, that's the problem with the internet. Most people, when you have imposter syndrome, it's because you're an imposter. Like, so don't be an imposter first. Make sure what you're saying is not totally BS. And it's so funny. I agree with, obviously, quote unquote, like, you know, dumbing it down, or, you know, people are like, oh man, Tom, you're so good at like making things, the complex, simple. And you know, making it eighth grade level, right? Joe, like what you said, what they don't know is I got a 990 on my SAT and it's just that I'm not that smart. So that's like, it's like my greatest weakness is my greatest advantage, right? So it's good stuff to hear that's working for you guys. So that's awesome. Well, guys, that's awesome. I appreciate you spending some time with us. I know you have a busy day and literally a waiting list of people waiting to get into your program. So yeah, very, very cool. I appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing some of those tips and tricks with us.
You're so welcome. And you know, we're always here if anyone has questions.
Guys, that's awesome. Thank you. So, and where can people get a hold of you besides the YouTube channel? If anyone wants to join your coaching program or take a closer look at it, what does that look like?
Yeah, you could just either check us out on social media or call my cell phone number. That's been usually the easiest way to get a hold of us. It's my phone number is 585-207-2240. And that's my actual cell phone.
Wow. That is a rarity. All right, guys, that was Joe and Jen Delphave. They are phenomenal human beings. I am a better person for knowing them. They're rock star coaches who care about their students and have a phenomenally high success rate with them. So if you want to get started in real estate, I can't recommend them enough. If you want to look to someone who is a lighthouse in the coaching business, who is doing things the right way and they have their priorities straight, 100%. Go and check them out. Make sure that you're a go-giver. Go to their YouTube channel, subscribe, hit the bell notification so that their channel does well, because a rising tide raises all ships. Guys, thanks so much for being here. And I can't wait to have you on again and do a follow-up episode sooner than later.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Coaches, it's time to take massive imperfect action. Go right now to CoachingInc.com to schedule a clarity call with us so we can help you take your business to brand new heights. That website again is CoachingInc.com. So head over there now, and we'll see you on the next episode of Coaching Inc.